Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. Are there many changes in the new supervision guidelines for property agents in NSW? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 22nd of May, 2024.
The new revised, revamped, whatever we want to call it, but it's the new supervision guidelines. They become effective on the 1st of July. So again, don't start panicking right now. Lots of people are getting lots of phone calls, lots of emails, lots of comments about when are we going to get them? What are we going to hear about them? Calm down. Okay, they don't become effective until the 1st of July. We are working hard to restructure how the supervision guidelines will look, what changes you'll need to make to your existing documentation, what additions. There are some minor changes in there. They are now broken into three specific, I guess, underlying principles, and they are about people leadership, about all the compliance procedures, so that comes down to your policy and procedures manual, your financial requirements, licensing requirements, professional conduct that comes down into complaints, the gifts and benefits registers, security and privacy of information, proof of identity checklists, price representation in relation to residential and off-the-plan sales. And then that third underpinning philosophy area is conduct monitoring, so making sure that licensees in charge are monitoring the conduct of their business and what consumers are actually experiencing through the property process. So yes, there'll be new supervision guideline manuals and significant changes to the one you've got. There'll be changes and inclusions to your policy and procedures manuals. It is one of the topics, the mandatory topics in CPD for all license categories in the coming CPD year. So we'll examine that in detail within the CPD classes. But if you've already purchased or in the past have purchased our supervision guidelines or our policy and or our policy and procedures manual, you'll be hearing from us in about 2 to 3 weeks with specific details on what changes you need to make to those. So remember, they do not come into effect until the 1st of July. So we've got time. So calm down, be patient. And, you know, it's a compliance process, but it's one that you'll find, you know, fairly easy to accommodate within your existing systems, within your existing procedures, and with how you already do business. So maybe just a little bit of tweaking.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.